Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, a few verses there, and then one verse out of Proverbs 21. And this is Paul's writing, inspired by God, and he writes this in verse 18 of chapter 8, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors." Or another translation, "We are overwhelmingly victorious through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And then out of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31, we read this: "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." So, here's a question for you guys today. Who knows what is going to happen later this day, later next week, next month, or the rest of this year? Maybe you can share it with the rest of us. On second thought, maybe don't. Over the last few weeks, we have looked at those missed moments of our lives and with a bit of regret as we realize we don't get to do them again. We also took a moment to look back at our lives and the legacy that we're leaving in the world and in the lives around us day by day. Maybe moving us to change things and to leave the legacy that we really want to and should leave as we move forward into the rest of our lives. So we make some changes and we refocus on the important people and things in our life. And we try to stay the course with those changes and renewed focus to have an impact for good and maybe even more. And we continue on with life, with making a living, reaching, dreaming, trying, pressing on, coaching, lifting and impacting others, starting with those nearest to us and dearest to us. At least we try. Always trying to leave the legacy he created us to leave. But have you ever noticed that sometimes the things we hope for and reach for don't work out as we planned? We think we have our priorities right, and yet that sense of satisfaction that we seek still seems to escape us. We come up short of our goals. We get sidetracked, detoured, and we're not sure what to do next. Things just aren't working out. Or are they? Despite that, did you ever stop to think that maybe you are on the right path, doing what God wants, aligned with his will and purpose for your life? Paul reminds us in verse 28 in the passage from Romans chapter 8 that we just read, that when we are aligned with him, God works out everything for good as he sees it. And then in verse 37, that aligned with him, we are overwhelmingly victorious in Christ Jesus. Did you ever stop to think that what we've hoped for might just be right up ahead of us, and you simply don't see it yet? Here's the problem. Maybe what we hope for and reach for won't, in the end, be defined by the scoreboard of today's game. Maybe it won't be defined by a successful business outcome. Maybe it won't be defined by stuff or comfort or this year's one loss record on the field or on the court. But because we know that God is bigger than all of that, bigger than everything, we have to leave room for God to work, as the Apostle Paul points to. In the midst of the uncertainty and trying to figure it all out, God's still busy for us. Last week, the Senate Judiciary Committee took up the interviewing process of the president's nominee for the vacant seat in the United States Supreme Court. An interesting few days of hearing from the little bit I had a chance to observe. I had the privilege a number of years ago after graduating from the University of Florida Law School to clerk at different times for two United States District Court judges. Those two federal judges had then and continue to have today an impact on my life and all it should stand for and be for others, not just in the legal profession, but well beyond that and in every walk of my life. Among many stories they shared with me to make various points for me to embrace and learn, hard learner and hard student I was at times for them, one of them shared a story of a man who was caught stealing in a far-off kingdom. As the man was brought before the king to answer for his crime, he was informed that the penalty for stealing in that kingdom was death. Despite the stress of the inevitable being put to death, the man seemed relatively calm. He knew that the king had a beloved prized horse that was treated like a member of the family, and the thief planned on playing a hunch with the king. So, when the man was brought before the king to be judged, and then sent off to his execution, or so it was assumed would happen, the thief asked if he could say a few words. The king agreed. "Your Majesty, I know you have a wonderful horse. If you will give me a year, I will teach your horse to talk. If I am successful, you will spare my life." The king thought over the offer and agreed. As the man left, one of his friends said, "Are you crazy? You can't teach the horse to talk." To which the temporarily reprieved man replied, "You might be right. But you know what? A lot can happen in a year. I may die of natural causes. The king may die. Or the horse may talk." Sometimes life doesn't seem to be working out the way we have planned it. No matter what and how hard we try, the things we try to accomplish and bring about just don't seem to happen. Sometimes life looks bleak, especially when we know what we're facing tomorrow or when we don't know what we'll face tomorrow. Some refer to the principle demonstrated by the story of the man who was sentenced to death as the principle of benign neglect. I like to think of it as a reminder of our striving to be all we were created to be, while our supernatural God is always actively at work for our good. Look, here's the truth. You and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. The best I can see at times is the next step that God is pointing me toward as I stand at a fork in the road at some crossroads in my life. So why do we act like we know it will happen? And then we're disappointed and devastated when what we had planned to happen didn't happen. What if God's plan is different, higher than yours? What if the victorious life God has planned for you and me is bigger, better, designed to bless and impact others more than our plan? Why not just press on with Him, with everything in you, and trust Him for the results and all He will do for good in and through our lives? Solomon reminds us in the passage that we read for Proverbs that God expects us to do all we can, striving toward the best we can be, and to leave room for God to work and to trust Him with the results. The victories are His. To live a life aligned with God, with His will, plan, priorities, and all the potential and passion in our lives and in the opportunities God provides to lift others up, to trust Him for the victories as He defines them, for our good and for the good of others. Remembering, as Abraham Lincoln once said, that without God, I cannot succeed. With God, I cannot fail. Since God is always working for our good, the Apostle Paul reminds us, why limit what God can do in our lives? Why be disappointed or in despair when what we had hoped for didn't occur, when the God of all creation is still at work in us and for us? If the sovereign God is for us, who or what else do we need? Seriously, for a minute, think about that. If the sovereign God is for us, who or what else do we need? He is over all, over our mistakes, our failings, our missed moments. That's what His grace is for, to heal and move us forward. But He is also over our todays and all our tomorrows, the legacy, impact, results, and victories of the journey of our lives. And our job is simply to press on in confidence and trust that God will work things out for our good, for his glory, and in his time. So we need to keep on doing what we feel we should be doing, aligned with and honoring God. Take the next step, and then the next, remembering he is stepping out with you. And then watch what happens, because God is always there. And sometimes, in the middle of a desert, the Red Sea parts. And sometimes, in the midst of a struggle, the walls fall down. And so on we go, doing what we need to do, and patiently trusting him for what will happen, for all the results. Because sometimes, the horse just may talk. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for my friends. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their efforts, for moving forward and moving out in so many different ways. But I also thank you for the reminder that you're in control, that you're sovereign over it all, and you call us to stay aligned with you and to move out with all we've got and all you've given us and all you created us to be every day, and trust you for the victories, trust you for the results, trust you for the good you will do in our lives. We remember today in particular, Lord, on September 11th, 9/11, those who gave up everything for during those horrific attacks. We ask your continued blessing on their families. Thank you for the remembrance of their lives. Thank you for their lives, and pray, Lord, that you would continue to embrace them and hold them and love them. Thanks for all you do for us and with us, and thank you for tomorrow that we plan to move out into with you and for you, making a difference in this world, remembering that through our efforts and all that you do for us and with us, the horse may talk. We trust you, Lord, for the victories of our lives. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.